Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast, episode number 311. That's because my computer took a dump. For those of you that listen to the Dads Are More Fun podcast, you know that right before I went to record that episode, the last episode, it took a dump. So I lost somehow two episodes on my hard drive because I had to go back 10 days.
But they're still out there. You can still
get them. Oh, yeah. People can still get them. They're just not on my computer. So if the web loses them, they are gone.
Well, I think the internet is closed next week for cleaning, right?
Oh, boy. That's unfortunate for people who want to hear.
I love how we just start this show. People don't know this because it started for them, but we're just sitting here, we're talking, and then suddenly we start. There's no like, and we're going to be in 3, 2, 1. It's just suddenly he plays the music.
Yeah.
And then we start talking.
I didn't do the right. I said, welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast, episode 311. I am your host, Justin Worsham. What the hell do you not like about me? Where did you go?
This is awkward.
Oh, it helps if I turn it up. Let's take that again. We just start the show.
Yeah.
But we can edit it. My name is Justin Worsham.
Oh, good for you.
And with me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kevin. I'm your biggest fan.
I am your biggest fan.
Slot, you jump and press the circle button.
Boom! Morning Zoo, that's right. We do that, too, on the Dad Podcast.
Do I not have feet? Can I have a little?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here I turned you down. My bad. The one. The only. Early adopter. The one with the bumpiest system in the world.
The look on your face.
The KevinMiller.com. What the hell is that?
See, what they don't know is that you and I have kind of naturally formed our own sides and responsibilities. You take care of the emails that come in for Second Funniest Podcast, and I manage the Facebook page. That was on our Facebook page. Double Op put that up there for us.
Oh, nice.
I think it's for his podcast.
I kind of like this sound. This is me with all the bass turned up.
Yeah.
Sound like a top 40 DJ. We're going to be counting down all your favorite.
My ears are bleeding.
Video game.
It hurts.
Soundtrack, music, it's all coming in. We're going to be having letters that are going to be coming in. Let's see. America checking in at 58 degrees. Finland checking in at 62.
Is that like the average of these?
Denmark checking in at 78. It's hot in Denmark. Istanbul, Constantinople coming up at the top of the hour. Call in. Get your free tickets to the Smithsonian exhibit containing the video games and Darth Vader. And I'm back. Look at the normal Justin. DJ Justin. Hello.
I like DJ Justin for sure.
Really? I'm glad I found that. That's a nice little fun trick to any time just be able
to get all real on it.
Yeah, just get all up on it. All up on it. So what do we got today? Kevin?
So much.
Kevin is driving the ship. Whoa. Is this also a Double Op?
No, I found this. I thought this was what we needed. This should be the new intro.
Oh, you want this to be the new? The arcade's down at Martin Luther King Boulevard. And 2nd Street. We're going to be there. Come in with your SFP. Bumper stickers.
That's an insulting lyric. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that was supposed to segue out if you hold the button. There, so I'm like, there, see, now I can do it.
Or maybe I could tilt this like this. Maybe if
Which one am I?
You're that one right
okay,
there.
Okay, great.
Then you can do whatever you want with
this
it.
This one here?
No, that's the mic. That one.
This one. You. Okay, last one. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I had a rough day, and now I'm feeling better because we're talking.
Yeah.
I don't know something about. So, I don't know how you feel about this show, but sometimes I'm in these moods where I'm like, oh, we got to do two shows and showers. Kevin and I take two, for every show we do, after the show's over, we take that many showers.
Yeah, it's true.
Not together.
No. Well.
Yet.
Together. I mean.
When we talk on the phone.
Yeah. During the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awkward because he's standing right behind me. You would think that we would just look at each other.
That's how it works. Yeah.
But I guess.
But we don't touch.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We don't touch.
No.
Souls.
but then as soon as we fire it up, and then I'm excited. I'm looking forward. I like this show in particular because you have a ton of stuff you want to cover.
Yeah,
so.
You haven't like last week. You did all the research this week. I've got it all.
I've got nothing.
You.
Well, all I did was put together emails and stuff like that. I mean, I think I have emails that were sent in. I could look at that while you're talking about your stuff.
No, it's all good. Let's kick it off right there with Icy Fudge.
Yes.
What's up with Icy Fudge?
So here's the plan with Icy Fudge. He's I've told him, hey, I need to know that your parents are okay with us getting you this PlayStation 3.
If we are.
Which we don't we know. Are, which we are now. Yeah, Matt Olson and Chris Murphy were nice enough to say, hey, I guess I'll kick down the money. Matt Olson is going to have to be robbed in order to get the money, from what I understand.
I think he's selling one of his eyes.
Yeah. Little broke. No, I don't know if that's true. I should stop.
Press the circle button.
I should stop and say that right now. Yeah, that's what he had to say about that. Sorry, I'm pulling up our emails. We have. It's. I love how everybody email. Holy smokes, we got a lot of emails today.
And just yesterday. Today? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a message for Kevin Miller. This is hot off the presses. Came in literally 7.5 hours ago. Hey,
from
guys.
Icy Fudge?
I'm a new. No, it's from Louie.
Oh.
Hey, guys. I'm a newer viewer on your show. Wrong podcast, dude. There is no visual. Sorry, this is a wrong email.
Sad for him.
And a huge Sly fan. Well, maybe he can listen to you then. But I wanted to know if there was a Sly 4, how do you think it would differ, gameplay-wise, from all the previous Sly titles? P.S. Jump and press the circle button.
Hey, nice. I think probably there'd be... it'd be like a puzzle game. That'd be my guess. It'd just be like pictures of Sly's face.
Okay.
And you have to slide them together. And then steal that.
This one comes to us from Jose. Oh, I should do my DJ voice. For
This one comes to us from Jose literally 21 hours ago. Will the entire gang be returning? And by entire gang, I mean Dimitri, Guru, Penelope, and the Panda King?
Yes. I don't know. But I assume it's going to be them as well as the Bloodhound Gang. And
the Hardy Brothers.
What's Beverly... the Little Rascals? And...
Little Rascals are going to be in this game.
Yeah, yeah. And
don't forget Angela Lansbury.
The Bloods and the Crips.
Or is she in the film version? What was it? Matt Olson's Angela Lansbury thing? Or
oh yeah.
Oh no, it was Bentley. Daughter. Bentley was doing a rehashing of Murder She Wrote. That's what it was.
That's what. Yeah, yeah. So, yes.
That's all the emails that we have between.
That's it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, we have Brandon who sent us a link to a funny Mortal Kombat video. We have Icy Fudge. Oh, I got a new email from Icy Fudge.
That's what I wanted to know about, yeah.
Here we go. Hey, Justin. It's right. Our post office, I asked him to give me the address because his address.
We should read it on there.
Yeah.
Let's read the address on the air.
His address reads like launch codes to a nuclear submarine. Like it is. It's like SW83675 Niner. And I'm like, buddy, I don't know that I could send something to a nuclear submarine. He said, times that would be good would be in the evenings and weekdays, except for Wednesday and probably most weekends. Totally fine about being patient to whatever time is best for you guys. It is okay with me. So maybe we sent him a Skype message. He may call and interrupt in the middle of the show. All we're waiting for is permission from your parents, Icy Fudge.
Yeah.
Once I hear mom or dad.
And we want to know how to ice some fudge.
Right?
Which would be great.
Right?
I imagine he's a master baker.
So once we get the permish from the parents, then we will fire off that PS3 with funds kicked down. I was thinking that I was just going to buy it on Amazon. Yeah, that's going to be too much work for me. Now what? I have to say it. I'm an idiot. I'm horrible at this. I was going to say it'd be cool if we signed it.
Processing.
But then that's going to cost way too much in shipping. Yeah,
he doesn't need to know where it's from.
Yeah.
Besides. I mean, if he wants to pay for that, we'll tell you what. Yeah, you want
to pay to ship it back to us and ship it back to you, then we will all sign your PS3 if that's what you want to do.
Yeah,
because God forbid he kicks down $60 for his PlayStation 3 that he just won and for checking in on the internet.
And furthermore, if we do that, then you can't sell it on eBay. Because nobody.
I really don't care.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody's. Yeah, nobody you'll probably lose money.
That's
on the
what
game.
I'm trying to say.
Oh, he won't.
Yeah,
son of a. it's a fun story, you know. I really like the
If you remember episode 302 and 303, right? Was that
306 and 307? I think
305 and 309. We threw down the gauntlet, and only took a month for Icy Fudge to find us and say that he wanted his PS3.
305 and 306.
I see. We were both wrong.
Yeah.
And here he is now. He's 12 years old, not 9. So we'll talk about it later when he ever bothers to show up. Jeez, you give a guy a free car, and he's like, can you give me a ride?
It's so funny, because I like the idea that we're talking about it, and then Matt does a bit where it's like, well, let's get him a PlayStation. I think it was Matt, or was it Chris?
It was totally Matt.
Yeah.
You just wanted to make fun of his dumb video.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to... I like the also...
I think he's got some karma thing. Matt is very into, like, positive karma. I think he's got a money tree by his door to allow for good intake of karma flow. And then he slides one piece into another, and it forms Bentley's face. And then that churns over and then opens up a door to level 3.
Boom! So, yeah, so that's what I've got in the hopper. And after I've said all that, I don't really... I mean, we're getting a lot of emails. If you send an email to the show, understand this, that I don't always check the emails every day, because I look at... Like, right now, we have 23 unread emails into the show.
Wow.
Now, I have a child, and I am traveling on the road a lot, and it's tax time. So Daddy spent his time in San Antonio, Texas, doing taxes, so I didn't get a chance to check in on emails. Mm-hmm. So again, like I explained to Jacob, because he was like, or Icy Fudge, I should say, he was like, hey, what's going on? Understandably so. I mean, if you just found out that some guys on the internet offered to buy you a PS3 and you're 12 years old, are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. It would have been my dream come true.
Right?
When I was maybe 10, it was Christmas.
I need that sound effect. Huh?
It was good. And I convinced myself that I was going to get a Super Nintendo. That was the thing that year. Just... I was absolutely convinced that my parents knew my true heart's desire. And I remember that year we had a ton of house guests, family were everywhere. My brother and I had been relocated to sleep in the family room, not even the living room, the family room. That's a busy, there's like the family room's the size of the closet. So we're just laying out there, and I'm sitting out there dreaming of the Super Nintendo day.
6 more hours.
Yeah, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to play Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World. I was just so effing stoked. And the backstory of this was a few years earlier, maybe 4 years earlier, I really wanted a Nintendo, and my parents caved to that. And the Nintendos were only like $120, but at the time that was a chunk of change.
Do you think mathematically it's equivalent to the $400 you got to drop now?
I think it's less.
Still less?
I think so. I think, yeah, we should talk about that later. Why the market wasn't excited about spending hundreds of dollars on consoles. So they couldn't get me the Nintendo in time for Christmas way back in the day because they were a hot item and it was really difficult. And I remember they gave me a fortune cookie. We had Chinese dinner or Chinese food one night. And even though I was like, is the Nintendo coming today? And open up the fortune cookie and it said inside, good things come to those who wait. And my mom's like, well, there's your message. And
she's like,
thank goodness. I think she was trying. She understood I really wanted it, but she's like, you know, it's going to be trying to make it into a lesson. So I held on to that fortune cookie and taped it at the front of the Nintendo. And to this day, wherever that Nintendo sits in some garage is the fortune cookie taped to the front of the lid. So fast forward to when I wanted that Super Nintendo.
When you say some garage, does that mean it was sold in a garage sale and somebody else has it? Or
no, I mean, it's in our garage.
Okay, got it.
I actually think it's in like a drawer somewhere. So I was convinced that they knew that the Super Nintendo was what I wanted, and they could be redeemed by getting me the one gift that I really wanted. Like, I would have cashed out everything else and gotten this stupid Super Nintendo. Sat all night just drooling, thinking of all the colors of the Super Nintendo.
So Christmas morning comes and you open it. What's the first thing you play?
They didn't get it for me.
How do these? What?
Why did they know?
Why were they?
They were terrible people.
What? They are right? Oh my gosh.
Tears of pain.
Like, how old were you? Did you already say that?
Oh, you know, if the Nintendo was probably when I was like 8 or 9, maybe. And so the Super Nintendo, I think I might have been in junior high.
Yeah, you're around 12, 13. Around there, 13.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So you're composed at that point? Oh, you're bummed.
I didn't tell anybody. That was the thing. Like, I realized as you're going, you know, in that moment when you're going through your Christmas presents and you're like, oh, I think we've peaked. Like, I don't think it's getting any better.
Oh, Christmas is over for me forever.
Yeah, exactly. I have to wait a whole nother year. And my birthday is 4 days before Christmas. Yeah. So there's, you know, it's not like, oh, okay, well, I can lay hints and then in January, if I were you, or March or something, they can be like, oh, well, he really wanted that now.
Yeah, we can get it now.
It was over. There was no redeeming this. And I didn't have a
job.
Like,
Christmas is like your clearance sale. Last chance.
Exactly. Last year,
fire sale. Everything must go.
And so
to me.
I remember, and I was just starting to go to church at the time on my own, and I had to go and like talk about it, how I kind of confessed, and like, I really, really wanted it, and I couldn't have it, and it didn't show up.
And you told this to the pastor, or what?
Yeah,
what did he say?
He was like, well, that's good. That's good that you recognize that. And then I think he bought it for me. I don't remember. And a puppy and a pup.
Why would he do that? That's the wrong message. That is, everything is wrong about that.
I think his point was that I should move out of my house and join a convent. I don't
remember.
You were
12. What? They don't have convents for guys, do they?
Yeah.
Is that a nun thing?
Well, he wanted me. I don't remember. Yeah, it wasn't a real church.
If it was all the nuns and me, I would definitely join that convent. I could convert some of those chicks easy.
None of this happened.
Mad game when
None
I was
of that
12.
Happened. But then, so then, like, a year later, I think, finally, I got the Super Nintendo through wheeling and dealing. I think I bought it off of somebody else, that used one, and it was, you know, whatever. If it was $160, I got it then for $100, and I scrimped and saved, and we finally got the Super Nintendo.
See, luckily for me, my parents were divorced.
Mm.
So what that meant is my mom bought a lot of her love for me. Mm-hmm. And so any video game console, from the time I became interested in them, when a new console came out, my mom knew that's what she's getting me. And I've talked about it on the show, but I took like maybe a 6-year break, I think, from playing video games. And, and so she stopped buying them for me. And then now I'm 32, and she's back to buying them for me.
Like, really?
I keep my Amazon wish list loaded with the games I want, and that's what she gets.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. She hasn't bought me a console, no.
I was like, that's... Well, because in a few years, she can get Jacob the consoles and get your son.
Well, she bought him a Wii for her house, which I...
Oh, she did, really? I thought you were kidding.
No, no, she literally did. She was like, I bought Jacob a Wii, and both Natalie and I were like, well, what's he going to do with a Wii? And... weirdly enough, this is before the motion controllers or anything had come into the picture, or the Kinect. And then he, it's like, oh, well, I guess it makes sense. He could handle that. No, you don't understand the motor skills that are involved in playing a Wii until you watch a 2-year-old do it.
Because unlike the Move or the Kinect, where it's more precise, so you can be more lax.
Yeah.
It's very delicate. Like, it's very fussy, the Wii. You have to get that little light diode right at your screen. I have problems. Like, it hurts my wrists. I can't imagine. How did Jacob fare?
Not good. He tried to play, like, some animal game, and he just got angry. And then she bought him a Cars game, and he just got frustrated with it. And so I wish we would have just done the Wii Sports. Not then. This was almost a year ago. So now he could play it, because he's getting, like, really good at the Start the Party on the PlayStation Move. He's getting, like, now he understands in the paint game that he's supposed to paint within the lines, and he tries. And so it's nice, because I put mine on hard, put his on easy, and then there's a little bit of a competition now. I still have to throw an occasional game, but that's all right.
He's good. He's cute when he shaves the head.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a good segue into consoles in general. As I was saying, back in whatever year that was, in 1986, I think, when the NES came out, I was doing some research about the 1983 North America video game crash. And all my research means I looked at it on Wikipedia. Let's guess, Justin, how many consoles do you think were out in 1983? How many consoles? Like, right now we have 3, right? Essentially.
Yeah.
And so, how many were around in 1983?
In 1983, well,
looking it up on Wikipedia.
No. I was looking up when the Nintendo came out. Actually July 15th, 1983 in Japan, but not until October 18th, 1985 in America.
Yeah.
Canada had to wait another 4 or 5 months in February of 86. But and our European fans, it came September 1st in 1986, never forget. And
your Top Gun came out?
Australia evidently does not believe in a calendar, because all they have is middle of 1987.
Well, they do a different system. They have the Aussie sliding scale.
Okay.
Where everything's based on seasons and not our regular calendar. They just base it off what the sun is doing and how
if you're doing a bit, you got me.
Yeah. Okay. How often the plants bloom in the area.
The plants bloom?
I meant to say plants groom. No, plants
bloom.
Bloom.
So guessing this is before the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that at most there were probably three, because here's what we have.
Three.
I want to think this out, sure. Logically, is that I know there was a Commodore,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't an Atari,
mm-hmm.
right? Am
yeah,
I right?
Those are two separate things.
Okay, so there's a Commodore, Atari. Wasn't there like a Coleco thing?
Yep. Which had Smurfs, which was awesome.
I know that I had a Tandy keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else that also Commodore. I said that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say, I'm going to say six, like two more than what I
okay.
have.
Okay. Here's what Wikipedia has to say on the thing. At the time of the U.S. crash of video games, there were a number of consoles on the market, including the Atari 2600, the Atari 5200, Bally Astrocade, the ColecoVision.
I'm sorry, Bally Astrocade?
Bally Astrocade. Yeah. The ColecoVision and...
It's a horrible name to call a video game console an
Bally?
Astrocade.
No, like Astro, because like... Astropops or Astronaut. It was posts astronauts. It's
yeah,
like,
but I'm just saying.
It's like calling something like Cyberweb now.
But if you're a person in the 80s who's playing video games, you know, you're a
but
big
Asteroids
nerd.
Asteroids was an awesome game, and Ass and Roids in the same title.
Yeah, that's what
and it
I'm
was
saying.
One of the most popular games.
All right.
Anywho, the ColecoVision, the Coleco Gemini, which was a 2600 clone, the Immersion Arcadia 2001, the Fairchild Channel F System 2, the Magnavox Odyssey 2, Mattel's Intellivision, and it just...
Intellivision, I forgot that one. Or no, I did say that one.
You did say that one. And it just re-released updated with several peripherals, the Intellivision 2. The Sears Tele game system, which included both a 2600 and an Intellivision clone, and the Tandyvision, an Intellivision clone from Radio Shack, and the Vectrex. Each one of these consoles had their own library of games, and many had a large third-party libraries. And then shortly after, there were another wave of consoles in 1984, including the Odyssey 3 and the Atari 7800. So,
are we up to what, 13?
Yes, yeah, something like that. So it just crashed the market. There was too much.
So it was a market that was flooded with too many consoles?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And each one had its own library of games to the point where...
Was there crossover like there is today?
No, they were different. No. I mean, maybe developers could develop for them, but you essentially...
But I'm saying, like, I couldn't get Battle Tanks for my ColecoVision and Intellivision.
You might, but that's exactly it. You'd have to buy Battle Tanks for your ColecoVision, and there'd be a separate
cartridge. That's what I'm saying.
But see, now it's okay, because it's only the really three
platforms.
Oh, that's
true, because they were all the same.
Exactly.
They all had cartridges that were identical.
Yeah, exactly. But they were written in some source code that couldn't be.
Well, they all had different operating systems, I would imagine.
I think pretty close. With they're a clone, it's like the only thing that would have been different maybe was the physical cartridge. Is the only thing that would have been different. Okay, we make our cartridge this wide, yeah. And you make yours this wide, and then they have to buy a different library. I remember the outcome of this later. I got one of those LED watches. Mm-hmm. Remember those? And I sat there, and I could play Mario, which is really just jumping over a pipe again and again and again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was way into it. I'd sit in car rides and play my watches, and my dad was like, oh, great, so we're going to have to get games for that one too, right? Because he thought, like, every other console...
No, there's just more watches, Dad.
Yeah, yeah. There's just another $30 watch. Yeah. Come on. It's
big
1989.
Whoop.
You can afford this.
You know, son, in 30 years, you're going to be able to play that and sitting in front of a computer.
But I stumbled onto this because I put on the Facebook page... Well, actually, I didn't do it, but... I want to make sure I get everybody's name right, so we do the shout-outs. The shout-outs.
Shout
in the proper
it out. Route. Shout it out. It's one of those Hanson songs.
Oh, it's really good. It's not really that good. Brandon Eddy wanted to know what the worst video game you've ever played is, and of course I said E.T. Do you remember E.T. for the Atari? It is still probably the worst video game that was ever made. And
now this is a game that you what makes it the worst? Because I'm imagining you're very anxious, like, oh, this is gonna be great.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
excited, and then
this,
you play it.
E.T. and that and the number of consoles are the two reasons why the video game market crashed in 1983. That's how bad this was. So E.T. was one of the, you know, the biggest movies of the year. I think it came out in 1981, right? So they commissioned a video game version of it, which would kind of only been done once, I think, some other movie. Maybe Tron, who knows. And So they commission a very expensive E.T. game, and then they mass produce it, like something like 10 times what was actually
produced. Talked about this on the show before, where there's a gluttony of them.
There's a graveyard of them down in Mexico, a city of E.T. cartridges, because there were so many made. And it was because of the number of games that were built, they thought everybody was going to buy several copies. There were more copies of the game in existence than there were consoles.
People playing, yeah.
No, consoles. Not even just like, they made more than there were actual devices to play them on.
Horrible research. Horrible research.
Not even like games on the shelf. Like, oh, there's not enough people are playing the Atari.
Wow.
10 times the amount. So they, because they thought it was somehow going to drive people to buy an Atari and get, like it was somehow spur the market along, I guess was what they were thinking. But to make matters worse, not only did they not do their research right of numbers, but the game is horrible. It makes absolutely no sense at all. There's no on-screen dialogue. There's not like text on the screen that says, do this, go here. It's all, you know, digital little squares. And the game is very confusing. I think it boils down to you trying to find parts of the device that E.T. uses to call home. But it does it only after like 8 times you have to do that to figure that out.
Oh, I remember this game. Yeah. I've seen this game. I don't think I ever owned it, but I've seen this game at somebody's house somewhere or something. And there was like, I just remember looking at it going, this makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
Like, there's no way for you to know what you're supposed to do is what I remember about it.
There was no instructions. And meanwhile, there were some really great Atari games that came out of the same sort of premise. There was a Superman game where you flew around and you had to capture all the different criminals. You knew who Luther, and you pick them up and then drop them in the jail cell, and eventually they'd get out and stuff. It was very cinematic and interesting and fun to play. And here was this steaming pile of poop. We should have Jordan Rosa on. He can extrapolate more on it.
Oh, he did he play this?
Oh, well, I played it. I remember. It's what I said was the worst.
For me, I think, oh man.
Yeah, what's the worst game you've ever played?
I'm trying to think about it because I want to see this Superman for the Atari's 2600 because I think I played it too.
That's a good game.
I want to see my first, like when you first said it, I was like, oh yeah, I played the Superman. I didn't like it very much, I don't think. My first gut reaction was Friday the 13th for, I think it was the Nintendo, because it was just like impossible to, like, you would go around roam, and then it just seemed like it was like randomly Jason would show up and there was nothing you could do, like you're, and it's over.
Right.
I also remember being very disappointed in the Goonies video game.
Oh, yeah, that was Goonies 2, right?
I guess.
That
don't know.
That was terrible.
Remember, yeah.
It made no sense at all. And then there
remember
were
these fighting with a yo-yo.
Heads. Yeah. Why a yo-yo?
Yeah.
Why? Nobody even had a yo-yo.
There was like, other than the name being Goonies on the box, like there was little to nothing to do with the actual movie,
no sense
I think.
At all. They stole, I think it was probably a game they developed and then said, well, can we use the Goonie license and slap it onto these things? Because it was essentially Mario Brothers. Somebody had stolen all the Goonies friends and Mikey had to go out and save them.
Yeah.
It was the princesses in another castle.
I'm trying to think of what else. I want to think of something that's more modern. Instead of these old ones from when I was a kid.
Some people, they added some really good suggestions. Trying to find some music from the original E.T. Let's see if this is it. This might be somebody talking. Oh, no, that's from...
Today's episode is brought to you by nothing, because nobody is sponsoring me.
Hilarious. that music was from what's the one where he has the arm that he can the claw.
Bionic Commando. There's a new one of that I heard is pretty good. I keep forgetting to buy it.
Game. Some people said Superman 64 for the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, that's what when I put in Superman, somebody said that's
pretty bad.
An angry video about that or something.
And then Pac-Man 2: The New Adventures, which I didn't see, but I'm sure it was pretty horrible.
Oh, is that the one that it's not the same format? It's more like a Mario Brothers.
Like a side scroll. I vaguely remember them attempting that.
I think that's right. I remember not liking Q-Bert.
Really? Q-Bert was a solid game.
I thought it just seemed too simple to me or something. I'm trying to... I really want to think of something more modern that when I put in it...
I remember that. Remember there was that Xbox game you downloaded that was... supposedly like a sim space station game where I couldn't remember the name of it. That was the worst game I ever remember playing.
That I got?
Because I was like, oh, neat, download that. And you're like, oh, okay, so you downloaded this thing because we wanted to check out what it was like.
Yeah.
And it was this low-res, worse than a kid's game. The other game that I always thought was dumb was another game that you had was Sim Theme Park, which I thought was stupid. But I looked up on, because I was spoiled by Roller Coaster Tycoon, and the gameplay was really wonky on that. But then I looked up on YouTube, and some people really love that game. So I had to check my opinion. I was like, well, maybe I didn't give it a shot, and I just had different expectations. But the music was pretty fantastic.
I'm trying to think. Because I know that I didn't like Mafia 2, but I think that it's like now I think you just get angry when it's a repeat of, for me, I get angry when it's a repeat of like, oh, we're using this engine, only we're tweaking it with this little tiny, tiny, tiny bit. Which is why I'm excited because like this whole open sandbox thing that Rockstar developed that now people are trying to do. Like the Godfather game, I really like the first Godfather game. I really, really like that. And this new Mafia one is supposed to be like that because the Godfather 2 video game was horrible, in my opinion. It was so repetitive. That's bothering me.
Yeah.
I wish I would have thought of this ahead of time because I want to find a game that
you
I played
time. You can
recently. We can't just sit here and have dead air.
Nah, just, you know, go, we can play some music. That'd be good.
No, I want to sit here and listen to music to these people so they can hear the worst game that I've ever played. Nobody cares.
Well, while you're thinking, I can draw it up. I'll get your name in a second. But someone suggested the game QWOP is the worst game ever.
What is QWOP?
And I have to disagree. I think it's Samuel Winston said this. QWOP is the best game that has ever happened.
Is that what we're listening to?
No, this is still Sim Theme Park World.
Yeah, I like that game.
Really? I thought it was dumb. Sim Theme Park World, you had to jump between islands and all the people flooded in, and I was not impressed with it. QWOP, however.
Sorry.
So QWOP, if you do a search right now, you should actually do a search for it and you can play it. If you're not familiar with this, it was a Flash-based game that came out in 2008. QWOP stands for the letters Q, W, O, and P because those are the controls. And Q and W control the character's thighs, and O and P control his calves.
Wait, hold on. Trying to decide if... Oh, that's all you. Okay.
That's all me. Usable sound.
All right, click to begin.
So
eyes and calves.
So when you control it, as you press the buttons, you control his different muscles.
I just fell over. Showing real courage, you ran 0.8 meters.
Good job.
Everyone is a winner, and my award is participant. So how do I run?
Press space bar, and you can try again.
So I hit QOWP. Nope, that just falls. All right.
It is notorious for being the worst game ever made.
Let's see what happens if I just wiggle my thighs. Oh, I've fallen, but I'm on my knees. I'm wiggling on my knees. Let's do calves. Get in there, calves. Nope, I fell. 0.1 meters. Let's wiggle calves. All right, feet. Keep your feet moving. Sweetness. Okay. I jumped. Oh, but I hit my head. I did the splits. All right, so there. Oh, God. Oh, now you're hearing the sound effect.
That's you crushing.
Now I'm running backwards. I just figured out how to run backwards.
Oh, good.
Oh. This is not the worst game ever.
I know. It's
this
the best game ever.
This is not the worst.
Kat and I were in bed last night playing that game in hysterics.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah, people need to find this. Google.
If you haven't played it yet, it's the best.
Oh, I'm dancing on a foot. Oh, busted my head again. Guess what I'm doing for the rest of the show?
Well, to make matters better, it's an iPod app.
Can you at least tell me the sequence that I have to press?
I looked it up. Someone said on there you have to do... You press Q and W at the same time,
and
then press O and P at the same time. So you kind of shuffle between using your thighs and your calves. Couldn't get it to work for me.
Oh, I was going. All right. My best is 1.9 meters.
Nice. I believe in you.
So, and then I do. So Q. Oh. No, that's not it.
That's what I thought. I couldn't get it to work.
So that. Man. that. Oh.
It's addictive, right? You just got to get...
I'm angry that I want to figure it out.
Well, it gives you a new respect for your child when they're learning how to walk.
Oh! 4.5 meters, bitches! Nice. Suck on that, quap!
Quap.
I like that it plays the chariots.
No. Oh, it does. Oh, that's great.
Oh, forward flip. All right, I got to stop this.
Well, you got to try it on the iPad, on the iPod later. It's the thumb, so you can get this for 99 cents right now on your iPod.
Quap retirement. Try again.
And you will have nothing better to do.
Yeah, this is way harder. I can't do that.
No, it's actually easier once you get used to it. I recommend it pretty much.
I just love the sound effect. I'm good at kicking, evidently.
Like
stand up.
If only there was
up,
a Q-Wops soccer game.
Oh, come on.
2 feet, one in front of the other. So that wonderful piece of gaming came from Samuel Winston Spencer.
Thank you, Samuel Winston Spencer, for being wrong about the worst game ever.
It's the best game ever. He thinks Load Runner is also a terrible game.
You?
Oh, no, he thinks Load Runner is a good game. I don't know. I just have the word Load Runner right here. So
Load Runner is great because that we talked about it on the show. That used to be my dad's Tandy 1000. I used to love it. And I found it in my hotel room because I ran out of Netflix movies to watch. And so I was like, oh, let me see if I can find a mod for Load Runner or an app that I can get more for my phone. And there's a mod where you can, and I didn't know it was a Nintendo game.
Oh.
I only played it as a computer game, and there was actually a Nintendo version of it. That's a little bit
is
more
that
difficult.
Is essentially like the gods of pocket gods, where you just run away from the lava? Is that kind of the same
no,
idea?
No, there are three guys, depending on the difficulty level, and on the Nintendo version, there are these like bags of gold that you have to pick up, and the guys will pick up the bags of gold. And then you, I guess, have these lasers that you shoot out of your hands, and there's bricks that you melt down the bricks, and then the bricks become like a hole that they fall into.
Right.
And so you could trap them in there, and then if you kill them, then it rebuilds. Regenerates, and then if you do that and kill them, then they also like respawn.
That very similar to an Atari game called Bank Robber. Do you remember this? Where you run around, it's essentially like Pac-Man, but you have the ability to, as you try to steal stuff from the maze. Oh, nice! You can create a barrier behind you.
So you kind just, of.
Do you remember that? You press the button and bam.
So let's see if I can show you.
Oh, you're actually playing.
This is what I did in my hotel room. And this was my favorite game when I was probably 9 or 10. So you have all these ladders. And once you pick up all those stacks of gold or hay, whatever the hell it is.
Oh, yeah, I remember this game.
A commodity. And then...
What's up with that hair?
That's not hair. That's a helmet, bro.
Oh. Well, he dropped more...
Mercury. He dropped it because I caught... See how he picked it up? And you climb up these ladders and there's all these ropes. And then he'll drop it. So that guy dropped it there. Please don't remove it, Jen. There we go. That's what I want.
How come he's stuck? Why did he?
Oh. And then what's great? Watch this. They get in there and then you can walk on them.
Use them as ladders. Nice.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
So what is the Load Runner? What does that refer to?
I don't know. And there's no story. This is an old game. Like, it's just. Come on down here.
It's not
buddy.
Like Kid Icarus?
No, no, no. It's some kind of. Weirdness.
I love that you can't play and talk at the same time.
What do you mean? When have you ever played and put like a game like this? Like this isn't like we're not walk. Oh! See, that's what happened.
You had that coming.
And I'd finish the level too. That's the most annoying part. So that's Load Runner for your edification.
I love the Load Runner. That's some good stuff.
Think of another crappy. I thought, because I want to say Heavy Rain is a crappy game, but it's a cool idea, and it was, I thought, a cool story.
But it's such
but
a well-reviewed game, you can't say that.
I can say whatever I want on this show.
Well, there are certain things you can't say.
Like, name one.
Well, for instance, you can't tell them the secret that we know about Guild Wars 2.
You mean that secret?
Yeah, you can tell them that secret.
We'll have to edit that out.
No. Nice.
I wasn't playing games, so I can think.
No, we do know a secret about Guild Wars 2.
We do?
Well, we... Okay, I know the secret. I know the eighth profession for Guild Wars 2. And I'll post it on the Facebook page.
What?
If I get permission to do that.
Well, who do you need to get permission
to you,
from?
But if you're a Guild Wars fan, you know that there is this intrigue behind what the eighth profession is. They released six of them, and people have kind of guessed what they would all be, but no one can land on what the eighth
profession... What are the
profession.
Seven?
Well, there's the standard warrior, an elementalist, a necromancer, which means they control the
dead. So warrior is a guy who shoots and kills.
Warrior has a sword, yeah.
And the necromancer is a spell guy?
Yeah, and he controls the dead.
Yeah.
The elementalist controls water, earth, air, and
he's
fire.
He's the avatar.
Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much. And then the ranger is a hunter, has a pet. And
so he checks for like fishing tags and stuff like that?
Kind of thing. Yeah. Then there's the guardian, which is new to Guild Wars 2.
What's it called? What's the animal they call in Warcraft when you ride on it? What's that called?
There's a mount.
Mount. Yeah. So is the ranger's mount Yogi Bear?
There are no mounts.
There are no mounts.
No, not in Guild Wars.
Not even if you're a ranger.
No. But you have a pet, so you can charm.
Is the ranger's pet Yogi Bear?
Might be. You can get a bear. Boo-boo. Name him Yoga. Yogel. So there's the guardian, because they eliminated the dedicated spell or healing cast, so they have a group, like they're kind of like...
So a guardian is like a medic.
Yeah, but cooler, because they're a warrior with sweet armor, but then they can also do things like promote shields and do... It's like the defensive version of a warrior. That's a
when you say promote shields, like they give them a better job or benefits?
Did I say promote?
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's the thief, which is a redo of the assassin.
I just have another quick question.
Yeah.
Why do we edit that last part out, that last 15 minutes that we just spent talking after you tried to explain what promoting a shield was?
It was too much. Thanks for editing that out.
We're doing a lot of editing this episode.
My breakdown. Okay, here's everything I know about Sly. That's best that we don't talk. You're right. Yeah, we should just edit. Yeah. We'll edit all that out.
I don't know.
Post is going to take you a long time tonight.
I think you should just stop drinking before the show.
I've had 6 Molotov cocktails. That was not edited.
Yeah, we should have only. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep in the first drink that you had because it's not real. I don't think a Molotov cocktail you can actually drink. I think it's just gasoline, actually.
Oh, yeah, probably.
In a beer bottle.
So the assassin, if I remember from 3 hours ago before this started, it uses initiative points, and they can go around and steal items from the environment and then beat you with it. It's pretty great.
Steal items from the environment.
It's called the thief move.
It's not stealing if it's in the environment.
Yeah, no, you come up to some other...
I just stole this branch. Ha-ha!
You kind of steal their power. That's exactly what you do. You go up to this tree guy.
I just stole your air supply. Yeah. Ha-ha!
So then the 7th and 8th have not been released. People assume the 7th, and I do too, is going to be the Mesmer, which is an anti-spellcaster class, which can mesmerize someone, get them dizzy, and walk off in the wrong direction, that kind of thing.
Mesmerize is the word that they're going to go with. Why would they shorten mesmer?
Because you're not a mesmerizer.
You're
not? A thing. No, you're a mesmer.
Oh, because a mesmer is a thing. I forgot.
What? When did you turn into such a game hater?
I'm not a game hater. I'm just saying.
The point is, I know what the 8th profession is. I'm going to get permission.
What is it?
And I'm going to get permission. I'm going to post it on the Facebook page.
Who do you have to get permission from?
From Arianet. From the guys I know over at Arianet.
Oh, you know the people that make Guild Wars.
I'm going to leak it. That was in quotes. Because Anywho, they want people to get a little buzz about it and get some things out there. So we're going to put it on our Facebook page.
So, but in order for it to be buzz, it has to be could or could not be true.
Yeah, but it's true.
It's a mesmer.
Yeah, we know the
Didn't
mesmer.
You already just say, oh.
Yeah, that's 7.
You just said that you said it was going to be mesmer.
That's 7. Oh. I know what the 8th one is.
Now, did you know what the mesmer was going to be when they released 7? That there used to be just 3?
No, there was. Oh, see, that's the part. Yeah, sorry, I didn't explain that. They've always said that there were going to be 8 professions, but they've only started telling us what the professions are officially in the past 6 months or so.
Oh.
So no one.
For Guild Wars 2.
Mm-hmm, for Guild Wars 2. Because it's a whole new mechanics with the
So let's
game.
See. I'm gonna try and guess.
Okay.
Having no knowledge.
I'll give you some more information. There are 3 levels of armor. There are the Scholar class, the Adventure class, and the Titan class, I think it is.
Well, here's what I want. I want to go through real quick again the existing professions.
Mm, yeah.
Because there's video game archetypes. So we have a fighter.
Yeah.
We have a spell caster.
We have a few of those.
Yeah. So like magic people.
Yeah.
So 3 then there's those 3. So one controls the dead, one controls the elements, and one controls you.
Yeah, magic and that kind of thing. Yeah.
So what's the mesmer do? Is that what it does? Like it's a spell, like a Jedi
exactly.
mind trick?
Yeah, and it can undo other people's spells. It's like the anti spell caster.
Okay. All right. So it's anti magic. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have the dead. Elements, anti-magic, and then there's like a sneaker, that's the assassin.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then I'm missing...
The guardian. The healer.
The healer, like a medic.
And then the ranger.
And the ranger, what... Mm-hmm. What is it? The Ranger to me sounds like a warrior. What's
the Ranger has light armor or medium grade armor, moves quickly, lays traps.
So like a scout.
Yes.
Okay, reconnaissance.
But has a pet and has fires from a distance. It's a range creature.
Ranger. So the only thing that to me is kind of missing, and I feel like they're done with magic.
Yeah.
I would say that it's like needs to be something that blows stuff up, like some kind of detonation guy.
Very close. You're very close.
The assassin would. The assassin is kind of like the engineer character in a real time strategy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that can build stuff and come in and sneak behind enemy lines and demolish your building or whatever.
That's probably a good analogy.
So like then it needs what like to me I think what's needing is like the shotgun guy in a shooter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That where it's like all I do is I'm big and I come in, I get stuff.
That's what the warrior does.
Oh, okay, so the warrior. Man, there goes that theory. Flyer. He can fly.
They have swimming in this game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I can't tell you here, but I'm gonna post okay. I have images.
Oh.
I'm gonna post an image.
Give me my inhaler.
It's good. Here you go.
I'm losing it.
I don't. We hear it. So, that's Guild Wars. How are we doing on time?
We're good. 45 minutes, boo.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That just.
What's next on the Kevin Miller?
Let's see. Worst game.
You literally have a checklist. That's great.
It's great. Did you think of the worst game ever for you?
No, I was distracted by trying to figure out this archetype thing.
Let's go on the website real quick and see what people have said, folks. You need to follow us on Facebook. I'll do this plug now because we have about 1,000 listeners now. Wouldn't you say? There's maybe around that in real life.
We're averaging when an episode first comes out about 500.
Right.
And then there are people who catch up.
Right, which is fine. But, you know, if you're not following us yet, do it. Get on to Facebook and
the Twitter.
And get onto the Twitter. We're now, we just changed it. What are we now? Second
funniest.
So you can get your second
instead
funniest.
Instead of Justin
tweets.
Podcast, you can go to twitter.com. If you're already following us, don't panic.
It's okay.
Twitter works.
But we have, right now, as of this moment, we have 197 people on Facebook, and we have more listeners than that. And you're on Facebook, so be our friend. And maybe you can be the 200.
I bought into your read. I was like, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
I
set up that page. I was like, why are you plugging me? Like,
come on. I'm going
to
do it.
I like that the second funniest podcast is getting close to as many fans as Justin Worsham, the comedian.
We're getting
very, very close.
And then definitely follow us on Twitter because we've only got
18.
I think it's up to 21 right now. So
oh, okay.
I've been trying to follow Sly fans and folks. And so join us in the internet reality. Okay. So other votes for terrible games is you guys are the bomb. Oh, Call of Duty. Tyler Corka says, Korakia says that the Call of Duty games, not because they are bad, but because they are a bit overrated.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Well, I haven't played them, but I do think I've heard a lot of those reviews, which I think it's just I'm not bad mouthing what he said, but
I agree with it.
But I'm saying I think it's a given that it's just a shooter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Part of the appeal of it is that it's a shooter that for whatever reason, everybody seems to have glommed onto that. They really,
well,
really
like. Is it like, why is it better than Halo then? Which, by the way, are developing a game not Halo-related. Bungie, the folks, they've made 6 Halo games. They're finally making a game.
A different game?
A different franchise, yeah.
What's it called? Ola?
Come on now.
What was I going to say? Oh, I think that what makes Call of Duty different from Halo is that it's real. Like, that's the idea of it, is that... And it has a really fun... Like, when you get on a streak, it gives you these little, like, achievements where you can expose enemy positions on radar or call in an airstrike. There's this new thing I read online that you can call in dogs to come in and find the guys
cool.
and attack them. Like, you release dogs to go after them.
Release the hounds.
Yeah, in the map. So that I think that is really what kind of pushed it and helps to differentiate it from the other games. Me, personally, I wish that it wasn't a first-person shooter thing.
They're going to UFOs.
I hope so. Maybe now in the new one. I don't know.
Call of Duty Pluto.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I don't like first-person shooters. I like the third person. That's why I was such a huge fan of SOCOM. I just like the way that looks. It's easier to control and play. And I just feel like, and I think we've talked about this too, but on the first person shooter, I feel like somebody talked about on the Facebook where it's like it creates anxiety because it's not real in the sense that you don't get peripheral.
Yeah.
And that's what's not real about it. It makes it not fun for me.
But I
like that I can pan back, which because I feel like that compensates. And this is a way over explaining this, but
no, I love it.
I think that it compensates for that thing that is a real soldier in the jungles of the Congo.
That has that sixth sense.
Yeah, you have a gut feeling.
What about games where you can hit a button somehow, like Red Dead Redemption? I'm running the wagon, I'm hitting the horse, and we're going, and then I press a button and magically can see behind me. And then if I start to aim to fire, he'll actually turn and look. I mean, I can't see the road in front of me because the camera is behind, but what's the justification for that?
Like,
he's got 360 magic vision?
No, I think it's that, weirdly enough, I don't have a problem with that. I did it. I'm stupid. That's why you just lost my voice. But he's turning his head around.
No, but see, if I press the back camera angle button, the character doesn't change his head yet. Only if I pull out the gun, then he'll look behind him and start aiming. But before that moment, I can just, like a car.
That's just semantics of the animation of the guy turning his head.
All I'm saying.
I don't think it's physically impossible to, you know, turn your head around and look behind you.
Yeah. Well, I can also take a horse up a sheer cliff in that game, so it's reality.
Have you jumped off of one yet?
Oh, yeah, a few times.
It's so sad.
On purpose and
on accident. The first time, the people who played Red Dead will probably get a kick out of this, but you find the fastest horse, happens, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I found it. Here it is. I found it. And I was like, made it mine and was riding it, and I got an achievement for the relationship I built with this horse because I'd earned its trust and got more stamina. And then I didn't know where I was going, and I just went towards this cliff. And I was like, well, it's not that bad. Like, it's just a game. I'm sure I could go. And I started doing, like, a slide-down thing, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then all of a sudden, something happened.
And you fell.
And the horse fell, and you hear this bone snap.
Oh.
And then I fall. I'm all banged up, and I look down, and my horse is dead. Oh. And so I was like, oh, well, it's just a video game. So I hit the whistle to call
it
another horse.
It tells you better about the whistle. It says, as long as your horse is alive, it'll come to you.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I did not notice that. And then it might as well have been like the bone skinny gray horse that's half dead is what showed up. Like it could have been more slow. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's awesome. And I did that, and then I accidentally skinned one. I'm like, oh, he's dead. A poor horse. And it was one I had wrangled from the wilderness. And I'm like, yeah, I got this horse. I didn't mean to skin you.
I wish that I would have known, too, in that game about how there are all these side quests. Because I would have kept all those herbs. I was selling them.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, I found these side quests where it's like, if you have three of these and four of those and six of those, then I'll give you this. And I'm like...
But I'll give you a robot.
I had those.
I didn't know.
I had those.
What I like about it is sometimes I'll try to just go, I'm like, I'm just going to cut through here and not do this path on the road. And then suddenly it's like, you're entering a mission. Okay. I guess I'll go into this Alamo and take out these Mexicans. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there was one hideout in Mexico that I kept having to like kill everybody. And I'm like, no, I've already done this.
Right.
Game. Stop making me kill
you
these
didn't
Mexicans.
Do it good enough. That was the
problem. I thought it was trying to make me more racist than I am.
Well, we didn't talk about this. This is our second segue into Rockstar video games, but they have got L.A. Noir coming out.
Yeah, very excited about that.
Which looks pretty great, and you're a cop this time from what I can tell, which is kind of a departure. You're more of a Rockstar fan than I am. That's a departure from their normal games, right? To play the good guy.
All their games are like The Bully and Grand Theft Auto. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's one that I'm missing besides Red Dead Redemption.
Grapefruit Mountain. Unicorn Cloud Bear.
Hate you. Hate you. I have so much trust in you that
second
when you say
funniest podcast.
I'm not saying it's not funny. I'm saying that now it's first hated podcast. Yeah. Because I'm like, Grapefruit Mountain, why have I never heard of that? That's such an odd title and this is what my mind said. It almost sounds made up. Like just not real. And then when you said unicorn, I was like, there has never been a Rockstar game named Unicorn.
I don't know.
Find it.
Been from the 90s.
I would like Mia to animate it from her class.
They changed their direction as a game company in 2000.
But yeah,
Rockstar. It was like this little candy rock star, and he was like, Oculus Mimis! It was all in Spanish.
You know, speaking of worst game, too, I was not a big...
That was a good game I just made up.
I was not a big fan of the original Grand Theft Auto. I didn't think it was that great.
The part I loved about it was the radio stations, how you could change radio, and there was hours of content of the, and that was old gen stuff too. So they had a lot on there. They don't seem to do that kind of thing.
No, they
now.
Do.
Oh, do they still?
Oh yeah, they still have all the. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's their great. Thing. That's yeah, like yeah. their. That's their style.
I imagine that. Well, the Grand
it's
Theft
just
Autos.
Hours of recording.
Because I keep trying to turn the radio on in the horse in Red Dead Redemption. It's not playing.
Are you pressing?
I'm jumping and pressing the circle button.
Okay, good. All right. Well, then I don't know what else to tell you. What was
LA
the
went noir?
No, the other thing about Grand Theft Auto, the original that they tried to bring back in one of the games, but it wasn't as good. The coolest part about the Grand Theft Auto original game was the remote control car that you could get. Like you would park your car and you'd pick it up, and it was had a bomb in it,
and you
would drive it underneath a target car, and then as soon as you parked underneath it, you'd hit a button, and it would blow up the target
car.
That aspect of it was a lot of fun.
That was in GTA 1.
Yeah, that was the original one. And then the London one was, you know, the same thing, but with London looking cars.
And then Miami Vice. That's when they kind of started to go a little different.
Yeah, when they made when the Miami Vice and the when it was like 3D instead of just like this top view.
Right.
That's when I think they really started getting like cool and the story started getting good.
So what's next? If LA Noir is their next thing, I joke.
I think they have to keep going with this. I would like
era
to
thing like doing a different era.
Yes, I think that's definitely they're going to cycle through the genre because here's what they did: they started off being shocking and criminal oriented. Yeah. They've exhausted that. So now they started with the genre thing. And you're kind of a hero in Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. So I think they're going to do the same. I hope, I'm hoping and crossing my fingers that LA Noir, you aren't a corrupt cop out.
Or I think you get to, I think it's like a really awesome episode of NYPD Blue where you're like a cop that misuses your powers. Well, it's just like in that one game that they made, Penguin Fun Hunt. Were they?
I hate you again. This time, I thought it was a mini game within one of the games. I was like,
it's like shooting a barrel, just like it in Penguin Fun Hunt.
There are fish in a barrel when you call it the phrase of turning.
What did I say?
A phrase. You said shooting a barrel. It's shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh, I'm giving away too much information.
On the Penguin Hunt?
About Guild Wars. Anyway, go on.
Barrel builders? Woodsmith.
A cobbler. A cooper. A cooper is a barrel builder.
The only way that could have gone, what if I just said it? Like, I even knew the term and everything, but you said, like, I see in your eyes that I got it right, and you said, we'll have to find out.
We'll have to edit that out.
But anyway, what were we talking about? I forgot. Oh, this LA, I don't want it to be a corrupt cop. I don't mind if you get to choose, but I really want to see Rockstar do something where you are a good person and you're trying to do the right thing. And once they exhaust this genre thing, or time period thing, I guess, is what I really should say. Because it has to be futuristic, I think, is what
you think
next...
it'll go future? Because I'm thinking like Sherlock Holmes era New London. Like,
oh, yeah. No, they'll do something. They'll start doing the major...
Like, looking for Jack the Ripper kind of storyline.
Like, think along motion pictures. That's what they're really doing. They're doing film genres, not history. You know?
No, I know. But that's what... Because it also fits in with the gore aspect of it. Like, you look at Red Dead Redemption, and they got people that are burned alive and missing arms and gruesome. I think that they'll
I would love to play like a Sherlock Holmes type game like that.
Well, see, there
you go. I just love puzzles and stuff like that.
Uh-oh. Skype. So,
my dad.
Epic fail. It all just fell.
We're talking about where the Rockstar game is going to go next.
Whoa, I was going to say with the fantasy thing, I think the Undead Redemption or whatever they did there was probably the most fantastical thing that they've done in that whole genre. So maybe that's a precursor to something.
Well, we've got 3 minutes. All right. I feel like they're starting to make things that are directly targeted for their crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That there's this new thing that I don't know. Maybe it's always been a thing and maybe I'm new to it, but I just feel like nerds now like zombies within the last five years.
Yeah, yeah.
And to the point where now television's getting caught up with what movies we're already doing.
I hope they don't do
vampires. The Walking Dead.
But I wouldn't mind a mummy. Do like Indiana Jones and the mummy, that kind of genre.
I'd love to do a vampire Rockstar game. That would be
cool.
You
think so? Yeah. They're so... Vampires are so
But
overplayed.
It's not fun to like, because that's kind of Assassin's Creed type where you could sneak up on somebody. Like, but how could you turn it into like you have to hunt? There would have to be shooting involved. You know what I mean? Like that kind
Vampire,
of stuff.
Vampire, you have werewolves. It hasn't been done.
I would like, well, what I was going to say, and I don't know if maybe it's a little too nerdy, like, but I would like to see them do like a superhero.
Oh, yeah.
Where you kind of like an Infamous, I guess, is that same thing where I like maybe you could choose which direction you end up going. I guess that is Infamous, huh? No,
but that's okay. Do something else. A Rockstar, more Rockstar version of it. Yeah.
But Infamous is a great game.
They are. And the new one's coming out real soon.
I don't like the way it looks.
Really?
I like it.
Careful now.
Why is that?
Well, we might talk to somebody from the development team. Yeah.
That's fine. I don't have any.
What don't you like about the look of Infamous 2?
It's not the look. I'm saying looks in, like, you're on a blind date and the chick walks into the coffee shop and you instantly hide your yellow rose. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the way it's looking from afar coming at me with, like, the little screenshot. Sure. Oh, boy.
We're just about done anyway. So.
My wife comes up with a sign and says, ice cream, we're going to Baskin-Robbins. Want something, Kevin, Justin? Yeah. But now what do we do? We have to stop the show in order to tell you.
You didn't have to stop. She had the note. Look, she's learning.
You know me. You know me. You know.
I know you have to stop, and that's pretty pathetic. You can't just do this and sign. No,
that's not fair. He doesn't think like you and I, Natalie, where we can do more than one thing at the same time. He has to focus on something.
I still know you're making fun of me.
Me or her?
Both of you.
I love you.
No, you don't.
This is a classic second funniest podcast.
Boom,
right here.
JK show just happened. So, yeah, let's wrap it up.
Hey, worst video game ever.
I didn't finish my point. What was the point?
In the future.
Oh, Infamous.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's what I don't like about it. I like it when Infamous, I like what Infamous was, and I feel like they've added, like, a gun aspect to it.
Yeah.
And I just... And I guess I'm kind of anti-change video game guy where it's like, I'm like, no, you had a great thing going.
Right.
Just do it. You know what I mean? Let's just do it again. Do the same thing.
That
do
one
it again.
Again.
And with more story. I want more story. I want to expand
that,
on the character.
That I know is going
to
happen.
This, to me, I feel like is a new person.
It is. It's a new actor. They've changed a lot of things around. We'll have to talk to an expert about that sometime.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get that guy, Beth Kimball. what's his name?
Beth Kimball?
I don't know.
Penguin
Betsy
Fun
Ross?
Hunt?
Whatever it is.
Lunar Dragon Song, also a terrible game, says Victor Rivers.
Never heard of it.
Great. So follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. Make sure you buy Sly Cooper's Heroes on the Move.
I got it. Days of Thunder for the iPhone.
Oh,
suck ass.
That was a terrible game. Yeah. That comes out. Heroes on the Move comes out for the Move on the PlayStation 3, March 22nd.
I made a note that I think we should do that, and we've been talking about getting our second funniest podcast community together to play a game.
I would agree.
Let's make that our first day that we'll find a time that
we'll
you
open
and
up
I
a
are
Skype
home.
And we can just people can play with us and we'll
no well if we could both play on the same PlayStation
sure.
then we could chat with our headsets or
oh,
do you
okay,
not have
we'll
a headset
that.
For your PS3
we can figure this on
okay.
out off air.
All right. You can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com or give us a call 408-228-4911. I don't know what I have coming up on stand-up dates, so go to justincomedy.com. This show has been brought to you by audible.com. Go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click on the banner at the top of the show, and get a free audiobook download. For those of you that are under the age of 18, you're going to need your parents' participation in order to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This show is also available for those of you who have a smartphone on Stitcher. So if you have the Stitcher app, you can search for us in the More Comedy Channel section under Second Funniest Podcast. All you got to do is favorite the podcast, and every time we upload a new episode, it is available right there, boom, on your phone for a live stream.
Sweet. One last thing.
Yeah?
Friday, let's make it Fan Art Fridays.
Fan Art Fridays.
Yeah, so if you got
we have a lot of artists.
Yeah, so if you got fan art, let's make it Friday is Fan Art Fridays.
And they just slap it all over the Facebook?
Yeah, put it up on the Facebook. Share your fan art.
I miss Mia. I feel like we haven't...
She posted something today.
Yeah, but I like hearing her voice. Is that weird? Is that creepy? Does it just sound like I hit on Mia? That's not what I meant.
She's in college. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wait, hold on. Let's see. Do I have...
Mia, Justin's married, and this is pretty much normal for him.
How dare you? Oh, I don't have the thing that I have with the other thing with the other...
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the second funniest podcast, your source for all things funny, dealing with games. The second source.
In a silver medal fashion. No, that's not what I wanted.
Thanks for listening. On behalf of my good buddy Justin Warsham, this is Kevin Miller saying,
yeah, Mia, give us a call. We're gonna wrap up the show, but I want you to give us a call because I miss your voice.
This is why girls don't watch the show.
And I'm creepy.
Yeah.
And I'm creepy.
Okay, she's gonna slap a lawsuit on you. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.